This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been detained in Moscow just 2 months after his release from prison for organizing protests against the government of President Vladimir Putin. Reuters reporter Saskia O'Donoghue has details.
The spokeswoman for the Russian opposition leader took to Twitter on Saturday, saying he'd been taken to a local police station, but that the reason for his detention was unclear. Navalny has been detained and jailed several times for organizing anti-Kremlin protests. He was barred from running in Russia's presidential election earlier this year on what he says was a false pretext. The 42-year-old was last sentenced to 30 days in prison in May for his role in organizing nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin. He'd called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities under the slogan, "Putin is not our Tsar." He says the leader's presidency in Russia is akin to autocratic rule.
Saskia O'Donoghue of Reuters. Pope Francis began the first papal visit to Ireland in almost 40 years Saturday by expressing the outrage he shares with the Catholic community over what he called repugnant crimes committed by priests who raped and molested children and the failure of church authorities to address them. Sabina Castelfranco reports.
The Pope spoke at Dublin Castle, where he addressed the issue of clerical sexual abuse.
Il fallimento delle autorità ecclesiastiche, vescovi, superiori religiosi.
Pope Francis said the failure of ecclesiastical authorities, bishops, religious superiors, priests and others to adequately address these repellent crimes has rightly given rise to outrage and remains a source of pain and shame for the Catholic community. He added he shared those sentiments.
Sabina Castelfranco, this is